There's much to be learned from the natural world, and Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, this ranges from its weakness to its strengths.
Wild things do seem inscrutable to us, but they know what they're doing. Job, of biblical renown, believed the earth's creatures would teach us what's important to know about life. Speak to the earth, and it will teach you, he said. His message was simple, let nature guide your path. Walking to my studio this fall, I spotted a single thread shining, one end fixed to my porch, the other to a magnolia tree by the studio. The strand stretched over 100 feet. How it survived wind, rain, birds on the wing is simply remarkable. Spiders weaving webs is a risky undertaking. It's also pure art, an engineering marvel, and I would add an inspiring statement of patience and persistence. The spider's web's flimsy appearance belies its resilience. Those web's silken threads have a tensile strength that's astonishing relative to their weight. The web's threads rival steel and Kevlar, the material used to make bulletproof vests. Paradoxes abound in the natural world. Appearances deceive. There is great strength in what first appears weak and fragile. Consider butterfly wings as tissue thin as paper. They fly halfway around the world. Some cover 265 miles a day. Considering they don't fly in a straight line, I suspect the mileage count doubles. Inclement weather is a constant threat. They face the same uncertainties that beset a spider web, namely fragility and vulnerability. What the spider and the butterfly teach me is this: focus, patience, and persistence. One day, driving on the St. Michael's Road to the supermarket, I was doing about 55 miles per hour. I noticed a leaf bug riveted to my hood. He was trying to hang on. How, I thought, could he possibly stay fixed in such a wind? He was firmly rooted, as if he were bolted down like a hood decoration. He shimmied and shook, but, after all, he was like a leaf in a hurricane. For all that, he appeared nonchalant. He'd move his foremost right leg deliberately and place it solely forward to his face, as if he were trying to keep the wind from his eyes. Reaching the market's parking lot, the leaf bug remained resolute and stuck with us. The leaf bug made no effort to leave, but turned slightly, positioning himself perpendicular to the sun, as if trying to get warm. We finished shopping, and he was still there waiting when I came back. I assumed the leaf bug expected to be returned from where he'd been shanghaied. We returned home. I took a closer look at him. The leaf bug had only 5 of his 6 legs. His right rear leg was missing. He'd extended his left rear leg to the hood's edge, lying just where the windshield extends upward from the car. Like a storm-tossed boat, he'd secured himself fore and aft, his other 3 legs rooted firmly to the hood, keeping his bow from being upended by the wind. The lesson, when the ride gets rough, and you're out of control, and you're sure you're going to be blown off, best simply to hunker down and hold on tight. That's what the wild things do. George Merrill, On the Shore.